Welcome to the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast, the show for business owners in their 40s and 50s who deeply desire a business that serves the market strong and who also deeply desire to finish strong personally. I'm your host, Scott Kochenour, and I'm honored that you're listening. Today, we're diving into the profound depths of personal and professional growth. And our journey begins with a thought-provoking quote. If you want to build a ship, don't drum up people to collect wood and don't assign them tasks and work, but rather teach them to long for the endless immensity of the sea. This quote beautifully captures the essence of our topic today. In this episode, we're going to explore how cultivating a deep desire for growth and success can be far more powerful than merely following a set of instructions. It's about igniting a passion within yourself and with others that drives us to pursue our goals relentlessly. I could go on and on about the process I take my clients through to arrive at their fourth quarter strategic plan, complete with a purpose statement, vision statement, mission statement, goals, and actions. But without the spirit to breathe life into it, it just remains a plan. Worse yet, it becomes a drudgery, a system to which you have to become a slave. Whether you're seasoned in entrepreneurship or someone just starting to ponder your next chapter, this episode is designed to inspire, challenge, and equip you with the insights needed to chase your best self. So let's set sail together into this adventure of self-discovery and transformation. Think about it. You've journeyed through nearly half a century of experiences and lessons and growth. Now you stand at a pivotal point. It's not just about what you've achieved so far. It's about the legacy that you choose to create from here on. This is your time to become the fullest expression of your unique God-given design. Now, for many, reaching this stage might feel like slowing down. But I see it as a powerful opportunity to speed up, not in pace, but in impact. Speed of impact. Think about that for a moment. Imagine harnessing all of your wisdom and skills and your passions. Now is when you can shape a legacy that is vast, endless, and is uniquely yours. You might ask, how do I do this? Well, it starts with a deep introspective look at what ignites your spirit. What are those dreams and aspirations you've shelved over the years? Dust them off. It's time they see the light. Embrace your creativity, your entrepreneurial spirit, and your philanthropic heart. The canvas is yours to paint. Remember, leaving a legacy is not just about material success. It's about the richness of your impact on others. It's in the lives you touch, the wisdom you impart, and the example that you set. Your legacy is about being so authentically you that you inspire others to be their true selves too. Now, your next question might be, where do I start? If you're a regular listener, you'll know what I mean when I talk about the six hallmarks of a fantastic fourth quarter. Use these six hallmarks as a kind of framework within which to get a handle on the results that you're seeking to achieve as you embark on your final quarter and decades on this earth. Let's explore each of these hallmarks now. The first one is spiritually anchored. Let's first talk about what it means to be spiritually anchored. This is about connecting with something greater than ourselves. It could be through faith, meditation, exploring the depths of your own soul. It's in this spiritual journey that we find our true north, guiding us toward our fullest expression. When you are spiritually anchored, you radiate a sense of peace and purpose that influences every other aspect of your life. Number two, the hallmark physically fit. Next, we have physical fitness. This isn't just about being in good shape, although that's a big part of it. It's about honoring the vessel that carries us through this life. Staying active, staying healthy. It's a testament to the respect that we have for ourselves and our journey. And it's amazing how a physically fit body can energize the mind and soul, propelling us toward achieving our fullest potential. Next, we have relationally rich. Being relationally rich means cherishing and nourishing and nurturing the connections that we have. Relationships are the mirrors reflecting our true selves, and they can be sources of immense joy and growth. Investing in these relationships, whether with family, friends, colleagues, or whoever, enriches our journey and will support us in becoming our best selves. Fourth, we have emotionally healthy. Look, emotional health is crucial. It's about being in tune with our feelings, understanding them, and managing them effectively. This emotional intelligence allows us to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and with fortitude, making us more resilient and open to life's experience. An emotionally healthy individual can fully embrace and express their innermost self, contributing to fulfilling and an impactful life. Next, we have vocationally aligned. Now, vocational alignment is about finding work that resonates with your inner self. It's not just a job, but it's a calling that aligns with your values and your skills and your passions. When you're vocationally aligned, your work doesn't feel like a chore. It becomes a meaningful part of your legacy. It's an expression of your unique talents and contributions to the world. Our final hallmark is being financially free. Financial freedom. This doesn't necessarily mean being wealthy, and depending on what you define as wealth, but rather having control over your finances to make choices that align with your values and your goals. Financial freedom affords you the liberty to live your life on your terms and to make decisions based on what you believe is best for your fullest expression, not just out of financial necessity. Those are the six hallmarks: spiritually anchored, physically fit, relationally rich, emotionally healthy, vocationally aligned, and financially free. When you incorporate these hallmarks into your life, it's not just about individual improvement. Think of it like a holistic approach to becoming the best version of yourself in every aspect. By focusing on these areas, you set the stage for a life that is not only fulfilling for yourself, but is also inspirational to others, which means leaving a legacy that is both vast and is deeply personal. So I ask you now to conduct a sort of personal assessment right where you're listening, whether it's while you're working out, or maybe you're driving right now, or you're sitting in your favorite chair. When I mention each hallmark, simply give yourself a score on a scale of 1 to 10 as to your level of satisfaction in each hallmark. 10 being the most satisfied, 1 being very, very dissatisfied. Ready? Here we go. How satisfied are you with being spiritually anchored? How satisfied are you with your physical fitness? How satisfied are you with being relationally rich? How satisfied are you with your emotional health? How satisfied are you with being vocationally aligned? And how satisfied are you with being financially free? This is a great exercise to engage in every 3 months or so, just to get a pulse on where you are in your journey. But I want to bring this episode to a landing as we discuss one more topic, and that is building to outlast. You may have heard of the book by John Warillo called Built to Sell. It's a fable, includes some very significant milestones and principles as a business owner must take in order to get their business ready to sell and get the most value out of that business. Well, I want to take off from that concept of build to sell to, are you built to outlast? What are you building that will outlast you? So let's explore a deeply powerful aspect of your journey. The yearning to build something that will be a long time around after you're gone. This is about creating a legacy that extends beyond your own lifespan, a mark of your existence that echoes into the future. Now think about the pyramids of Egypt, the great literary works, or even the impact of influential figures in history. These are not just remnants of the past. They are living testaments to lives that were filled and lived with purpose. In the same way, you have the potential to build something enduring. So what does this mean for you as someone in the prime of their fourth quarter? It's about channeling your wisdom and your experiences and your passions into something that not only fulfills you, but also leaves a lasting imprint. It could be a business that innovates and inspires. It could be a community project that uplifts, or even a family tradition that carries your values through the generations. Building something that outlasts you is not just about physical structures or tangible achievements. It's also about the ideas that you instill and the values that you uphold and the changes that you initiate. It's in the stories you tell, the wisdom you share, and the way you touch lives. This eternal building is not a quest for immortality. It's an expression of our deepest desire to contribute, to matter, and to connect with the future even as we embrace our present. As we continue on this journey of self-discovery and purposeful living, I encourage you to reflect on what you wish to build. What legacy do you yearn to leave behind? How will your story be told when you're no longer here to tell it? Let these questions guide your actions and decisions, fueling your pursuit to become the fullest expression of your unique God-given design. Remember, the legacy you build is not just for you. It's a gift to the future. It's a beacon that guides and inspires long after your footsteps have faded. So I encourage you to build with intention, with passion, and with the vision of a world that remembers and cherishes your contributions. As I record this episode in my office, there are now less than 4 days left in the current year. We're embarking on a New Year celebration in a few days. And a new year is a typical time most people make a sort of commitment to being a better person or embarking on some heroic goal. Most of those commitments wane and die several weeks into the next year, but that's okay. At least we have this innate desire as human beings to be better, to do better. And typically, we are more inclined to make commitments like this at the beginning of a day, the beginning of a week, the beginning of a month, or as in the case of where I sit right now, in the beginning of a year. What I want you to do is look deep within yourself as you listen to the sound of my voice. Ask yourself the following questions right where you are in your life right now. First, as you look back on the past year, what unfinished business do you see in your personal growth, relationships, vocation, or other aspirations How does leaving this unfinished business impact your sense of fulfillment? And what steps can you take in the coming year to address these areas? Second, imagine it's many years from now and you're looking back on your life. What do you hope people will say about you and the life you lived? How does this vision align with the way you've spent your time and energy this past year? And what changes might you need to make to align your daily actions with this legacy? And finally, in what moments this year did you feel most authentically yourself, where your actions, your thoughts, and your feelings were all in perfect harmony? How can you create more of these moments in the coming year? And what might be holding you back from living this authentic self more consistently? Think deeply about your personal journey, your goals, and the alignment between your actions and your deeper values. Let this episode serve as a catalyst for a meaningful change and lasting reflection. This has been another episode of the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast. Here are your next steps. Subscribe to the show. That way you'll be notified of upcoming episodes. Number two, share this show with a colleague. It's dedicated to mature business owners who want a great company and they seek a fantastic fourth quarter personally. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being faithful listeners over what now at this point has been 76 episodes over almost 2 years. I am looking forward to continuing to inspire and to bring you guests in the coming months and years that will help you build a fantastic existence, one where you are focused and impactful at the most exciting quarter of your life. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, here's to your business serving the market strong, and here's to you finishing strong. This has been another episode of the Serve Strong, Finish Strong podcast. I take your time very seriously. Therefore, my pledge is to continue bringing you information and insight you need to be successful in your adventure as you finish strong. Be sure to check the show notes for the information related in this episode. Subscribe to be notified when new shows drop and leave a review if you're so inclined. I'll talk to you next time.